What's good, Nicholas? What's good? What's good? So, a question for you. Where do you think you're gonna go when you die?
I ask this question because I've come to realize that humanity has been venturing into the unknown for a while now. Always trying to depict what hell looks like, what heaven looks like, what's gonna happen after you die. It's a pretty interesting topic. But what I've learned from all of this is that I've come to believe that we depict these things more often hell generally because the majority of humanity believes within themselves, deep within themselves, that when they die, they're going to go straight to hell. And I understand completely. Alright, there is something called self-doubt. We all have it. Alright, we all got it. But this is a serious matter here. Because when people no longer have the faith to say, I'm going to heaven, what is there left to believe in? Not saying that we don't have people who don't believe they might go to heaven. You got those people who got big egos. Oh, I'm gonna go to heaven. I think I'm good to everyone. This, that, next, so-and-so. Bullshit. Shut up. Go in your corner. I hate you. But then, at the end of the day, there's an underlying theory here that speculates that humanity has a deep self-doubt that more or less we're going to hell when we die. Think about it, though. Let's say Christianity was the one true religion. And what they said is going to happen after you die was going to come true. Okay? Now, we got the Ten Commandments there. We all know the Ten Commandments. But let's just, you know, venture over to the Bible. Okay? Now, that's supposed to be the guide for all us humans in living. Anyone listening to this, I can tell you now that if you had to follow the Bible to the T and you fully believed in this religion, you were going to hell. You're going to hell. I do not believe that there is anyone on this earth who can follow the Bible to the T. Literally. Do you know what type of action that is? To follow the Bible to the T? Its teachings? That's like trying to... Oh my God. That's like trying to meet a woman's expectations. I'm sorry, but I said it. That's like trying to meet a woman's expectations. You know they expectations high. Alright? That is high. That's the same thing that's going on in that book. That guide to living on this planet. That's incredibly high. That bar is high. I don't think there is anyone on this planet who will live like that to the T. No one. But it's the mere fact that, oh yeah, you could ask for forgiveness from the God above. Hold up. The God above who has jealousy, who gets angry, who gets envious. Come on. Come on. Do you really think that a God who has all of that in him, as well as other things, is going to continuously forgive you all your sins, and then when you die, you're going to go up to heaven? That is bull. That is bull. That is bull. Someone with those same emotions that we have going to forgive us for everything that we've done? We sin on a daily basis. Every day. once every hour, I think. I'm not too sure. I'm just speculating. Come on. And you're going to have the belief that you're going to heaven? And this is where I think the theory comes from. That most of us, deep down inside, we don't want to think about it, but we do believe we're going to hell. And this is why, with media, we have so much different types of entertainment that depict what hell is going to be like. I mean, we got some that kind of try to, you know, venture above the line of what heaven looks like. It's more difficult. It's a lot more difficult. I kid you not. I mean, it's pretty easy to come up with some type of idea of what hell is going to look like. I mean, come on. There's many ways to depict suffering or burning or damnation. There's many ways to depict that. But depicting perfection? Perfection, really? I don't think anyone on earth can depict what perfection actually looks like. No one. It's incredibly difficult. And this is why I believe, this is why we don't have as much media trying to venture into what heaven looks like than what hell's looks like. Hell's is completely easy. You could just make up one thing. Oh, this happens in hell, that happens in hell. We burn forever. We die forever. We get eaten. We get our skin ripped off. There's multiple different ways you could suffer. But when it comes to heaven, and you think about perfection and happiness and forever lasting happiness, I'm gonna be honest with you. I cannot imagine what that looks like. I cannot. And I feel that if I was to experience something like that, I could not agree with it. I cannot agree with it. I generally can't. It's like an artist making art and then you expecting him to look at it and be like, it's perfection. Artists don't look at their art and say it's perfection. They always say they could do better. Reason being, because perfection is non-existent. It is not. We cannot fathom what perfection looks like. And this is why we can't really fathom what heaven looks like. This is why we have so much of a clear depiction of what hell looks like compared to what heaven looks like. And this is why the media more places more view on what hell may look like and where we're most likely going to go. Honestly, it's sad. It's sad to say this, but me myself thinking I can only like hope that I'm gonna go to heaven, but I'm going to be honest with you. I feel as if we depict these things as well of what hell looks like generally so we could prepare ourselves for what's to come be. I'm not going to lie to you. I think about it from time to time and I'd be like, whether I'm going to hell and if I'm going to prepare myself for it. Because, boy oh boy, doing that makes no sense, but it's always on your mind. You can't be ready for nothing that's going on down there, bro. No. No. Just leave it at that, you know? Why don't we just stop this trying to depict what this looks like or that looks like? Leave it be. Let the unknown stay unknown until we reach. I'm okay with that. I try that on a daily basis. You're actually listening to someone who actually one time ago wanted to be erased. My whole existence. So, thinking about that, trying to depict it, yeah, just drop it. Just drop it. Because you're not going to be prepared. You're not going to survive. You're not going to be happy if this is what happens after death. if this is where you're going. And trying to depict what heaven looks like, that's even worse. I kid you not, that's even worse. I don't think anybody could be prepared for what heaven may have in store for us.